from Mendocino County Public Broadcasting. This is the KZYX News for Wednesday, September 4th, 2019. I'm Marty Derlin.
There's this idea that a lot of people have that the world isn't working for us the way the systems are set up. Mostly, I think, because it's a capitalism system and it values things that don't make people feel good inside. You know, by nature, capitalism kind of defeats community, because you have to make a buck off your community.
That's Jessie, a young woman in the group of mostly male, mostly older folks who gather every morning at the bus stop in Mendocino Village. The homeless stand out in this beautiful, trendy little town, but they are such a common sight that people walk by and barely notice. California has the highest homeless population of any state in the country, well over 100,000 people. Some 1,500 are here in Mendocino County.
My name is Mike, and I'm homeless. It sucks. I don't want to be on the streets. I plan to be in a house, in a home, working. It's going to take me a minute to get there, but yet I'm going to have a job. I'm going to have some teeth. I don't want to live on the street. Nobody does.
Mike is 43. He used to work construction and care for his two small children. Now he's lost his kids, his livelihood in his home. He's not sure where his next meal is coming from or where he's sleeping tonight.
I look for a place that's like, you know, has a soft ground. You know, most likely it'll be the beach probably tonight, so I can take care of my back. There are times where, you know, you're hitchhiking or whatnot and your back just starts to put up with you, and you got to put up with it. And sleeping on a flat surface sometimes helps, but most of the time sleeping on the sand will pretty much remedy it overnight.
Jesse revels in the freedom of the road.
There's this thing that Ben Franklin said, those who would trade liberty for security deserve neither. And I'm not going to judge other people, but I definitely feel that applies to me. So there's a little bit of security and comfort that I trade in exchange for my lifestyle, but I'm young and I can rough it a little, and I get to see the world, you know, and most people work really hard for that, and I do too, but I also take long breaks once I do my work and I get to enjoy stuff. I've been living on the highway for a long time. I travel around, I follow good weather and work. I camp where it's comfortable, usually under the stars or a tree or something. I've been living nomadic for like a third of my life now.
Wow. How old are you?
I'm in my mid-20s.
While Mike skirts the edges of the group, Jesse is at its center, acting as protector, spokesperson, and politico.
I like Bernie Sanders. I like what he talks about. I think that his idea is to change the system from within, and it's valuable, and he's devoted his life to that cause, and that's to be respected. I still have trouble trusting politicians or anyone who's trying to work within the system, because by nature, it's pretty toxic. You know, this system that preys on our insecurities and our addictions and makes us feel like we have to be this independent, lonely creature instead of relying on each other and creating bonds.
So you're able to do that with this lifestyle?
Absolutely. That's one of the most important things to me, you know. One of the most valuable things is my community, my friends, love.
And while Jesse challenges the status quo, Mike tries to navigate it.
It's good to ask around, you know, get the influence of other people, you know, where they stay, and but not to totally get in their way, not to be in their way whatsoever. Otherwise, you have more problems with the homeless, other homeless that's already there, you know. Especially when you're new to a new area, you don't want to influence yourself too much to anybody or anything. It's just better not to.
What do you have to have with you to survive?
Good wits about you, where you are. Good wits about where you are, basically. And you have to do the right thing. Obeying all laws is probably the most way to maintain being able to be homeless without having any problems.
Do you ever feel scared out here in this life by yourself? Or you feel like you're not by yourself?
I'm often alone, but not usually lonely. Of course, there's fear involved, you know, in any lifestyle. And the idea for me is not to be paranoid, so to be aware, not to be scared, but be prepared. So if I know what's going on and I'm ready for it, then I'll be okay. I can ride out any storm.
Anything you want to say to people out there, people with houses and jobs and that kind of stuff? Do you ever resent that?
I respect that. People who are able to devote their life to a task and build that security for themselves and those they love, that's the dream. We all want security for ourselves and, you know, the folks we love and those who are going to come after us. What I would say to any person is listen to yourself, be true to yourself, whatever that voice inside your heart and your gut and your mind tells you. Don't judge people, because you can't be free if you judge people, because you're applying that to yourself. Live in the now, you know, and create and inspire and help other people find the healing that you found.
Oh, you're so wise.
Thank you. I spend a lot of my time sitting around thinking. Right?
From the bus stop in Mendocino, for KZYX and Z, I'm Marty Derlin. For more local stories plus photos, visit kzyx.org.